Coach, just Andy, just his, I mean, he's just there every week. Being the steady constant that he is over these last few years, just maybe just speak to not only him as a player, but just the availability on Sunday alone.
Don't find a lot of players, we haven't in particular, a lot of players that are there week in and week out the way he has been. He's been solid, steady Eddie for us and played well. He's been one of the pleasant, things for our offense as far as consistency goes.
Chin, I know injuries happen and it's as simple as that, but it's another season with 14 guys on IR. It's just, is there anything you can point your finger to as to how these keep piling up like this?
No, because it seems like about, three-fourths of them are just, freakish almost. Guy gets hit from the side or he gets, like Scott last week, just kind of got put his foot in the ground to try to plant and go, and his knee went out. I can't put my finger on it. I wish I could. I'd like to know that.
Coach, with the way you ruled Denoris, is there a chance he goes on IR this week?
No, I don't think so.
Any reasoning not to open up a roster spot just this morning?
Just don't need the spot right now.
What about injuries? Let's go through those. Dickerson, is he? What's his?
Looks like he's going to be able to go and practice today, so it looks like we'll be okay.
Easley?
Easley's going to go. He's going to try to do some things in practice. Chris White's going to try to do some things in practice today. I don't think any of them will be what we would term full practice, but I think they'll be limited practice.
How about Mark Anderson?
He's going to go today, and we'll see what he's got. It just – we've almost kind of hit a wall with him getting back. But he's going to try to go, and he wants to. So it's not from lack of want to. It's just – it's not coming as fast as we had hoped at this point. It went really fast for a while, and then it's kind of hit a wall.
So without Scott, if Doran is available, the receiver situation isn't a total, might not be a total fire drill. What do you think?
We're going to be struggling to do some of the things that we need to do to get into some of your too tight stuff. You might have to put an extra lineman in there to get some of that done. Some things with Marcus not being 100%. Just for your information, Ravel Martin will not be at practice for the next couple of days. Personal excuse, and he is excused. So we've got some work to do to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible, and we're able to do the things we need to do.
Do you think Ravel will be back for the game, though?
Yes.
Talk about ending on a good note, getting the Jets, and just trying to get out of here, obviously, the last game, and really showing what you guys have.
We would obviously you want to win every game, but to win the last one, and especially against the Jets, I mean, that's a team that we all want to beat any time of the year. So it would be great to get a win and to finish it off with a win like that instead of finishing losing. You don't want to do that, obviously.
Jan, given the offseason moves and the improved talent this roster's had that over the past couple years kind of seems better this year, what specifically can you put your finger on? It kind of went wrong, and what would you have done differently?
We'll do an off-season evaluation of everything to see exactly, where we were. We've shown signs of life at times that has been pretty good. And then we get into that lack of consistency, and I think we've got to figure out why we have that lack of consistency. But the main focus is on this week, this game, and let's get through this game, and then we'll make evaluations as necessary.
Chance, CJ, and Jarris will find out tonight about the Pro Bowl, but would you consider both of those guys deserving candidates?
Sure, I would. I'm totally biased, but sure, I would.
For the record, have you been given the last 2 days any indication of your status?
No.
Are you tired of answering that question, Chance?
Yeah, because I wish we'd won more so it wasn't an issue.
Do you think you deserve another chance?
That's not. I'm trying to do the best I can every day. That's not my. It's not my decision. I understand that.
Considering the expectations of this team, has this been, in your career, one of the more frustrating seasons you've had as a head coach?
The last three have been frustrating. You know, I've been fortunate to be around situations in the past where we've been able to turn it around in a fairly short period of time, and we haven't been able to do it yet. So, yeah, it's been disappointing to me personally. It has.
If you are given another season, what would you plan differently?
We evaluate all that after the season. Let's go beat the Jets and worry about all that stuff afterwards.
Is the fact that this game is a home game a little more extra motivation to run out one last show for the fans this season?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to play good at home. Yeah, everybody wants to do that. Nobody wants to play bad at home. So, yeah, it's an opportunity for us to play well and hopefully end on a good note.